do, Danny?
You're on,
oh. And we're back in session.
Thank you, Dan.
Bob. We're visiting with Bob Astley regarding planning and zoning. This is just a preliminary work session discussion. The other day when we were chatting, we didn't finish all the discussion we had, but I'd like you to jump over first, if you would, to the thoughts about this Thursday and your chatting about individuals wanting to have public meeting, et cetera. Can we talk about that?
Yes, and I wanted to get the input of the commission on this. As the planning and zoning administrator, by the floodplain ordinance, I also act as the floodplain administrator, and so we've been completing some early assessments of some of the houses that have been flooded. One of the areas in particular is the Foggy River Road area, and the property owners within that development talked about the possibility of having a community meeting to determine their next steps as far as rebuilding or a possibility of having to elevate. There have been some property owners that have expressed to me the wish to actually not rebuild in some of these areas. I've had a certain number of property owners that want to at least investigate the option of a possible FEMA buyout. I just tentatively, I've contacted Dale Smutzler with SEMA, and he said that representatives from SEMA could be available for this meeting. My question was, do we want to have this be something along the lines of a town hall meeting, or should this at this point just strictly be what they had requested was that possibly I come as the floodplain manager and that we have some FEMA representatives available basically to answer their specific questions about their specific homes.
The FEMA person told me they were not available on Thursday. This morning when I talked to them, they were not available. Have you talked to them since?
Well, these are the folks from SEMA.
Okay.
From the state.
Yeah, from the state. And they said that they could be here.
But you're premature on this because I think until they make their assessments, until James makes his assessments on the value of the properties this year, not what it is in the past, then the percentages is going to indicate whether it can even be considered or not. Am I right, gentlemen? I mean, is that the way you understand it?
And that...
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
We're a little premature on. I know they're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Because I got a lot of calls in the gym.
Yeah, but I mean, I've also told every one of those homeowners, all they should be doing right now is cleaning up. Do not rebuild. I mean, the lake is still near flood stage. I mean, we got all the emails. We can handle about less than a half inch of rain before we open the gates more, and won't be as bad as before. But we don't have the capacity in the lake to start thinking about rebuilding yet. So I agree. I think it's a little premature. Now they're trying to get as much information as possible, which I can respect that. But the reality is, I mean, I was going to put on another town hall meeting in another week or so and have the Corps come back and do a 101 water management plan presentation, which is what they said they would do. So I was going to do that, and then at that point have FEMA information. So I really think we're jumping the gun a little bit. I've got the same requests from the homeowners to be at this Thursday meeting.
Okay.
And I just don't know if we'll have enough answers. It may just be a waste of time for them.
Right. To answer the other part of the question, is this is not a town hall meeting. This is a community that is interested in what's happening to their particular development.
Right.
You open it up to individual homes throughout wherever it's flooded, and you're going to have more people with more questions that don't pertain to this particular community.
I mean, they're calling it a homeowners meeting is what they're calling it, right?
Right.
That's what they told me it was.
Right. Excuse myself from the meeting, gentlemen, and you guys can go ahead with me.
That's fine. Yep.
Right, so. No problem.
Okay. Because I've got a couple of
emergency. Oh, that's fine.
Emergency calls here.
I don't blame them for being, well, obviously concerned, but wanting to get as much information out front as possible. And a comment you made just a moment ago before we started the meeting, Bob, when you and I were talking, was if, in fact, this assessment comes back, correct me if I'm wrong, at 50% loss in valuation due to the flood, and they want to rebuild, they're going to rebuild on stilts.
Right.
Or they're going to rebuild on some type of elevated platform.
Basically, you're correct. If the damage is more than 50% of the market value of the structure, they have to bring the structure into compliance with the regulations, which would require them to elevate a foot above that base flood elevation.
But the question I've got for you on that is that floodway or floodplain? Can you rebuild in floodway?
And this kind of goes back to not having enough information. I've gotten conflicting reports on that, being completely honest with you. My contact with SEMA, this Dale Smutzler, had told me that his understanding was that they would have the ability to rebuild as long as they elevated. But in speaking with the FEMA representative this morning, my understanding was that was not the case.
See,
potentially you could not rebuild.
If it's floodway, you cannot rebuild, is what I've understood.
If it's damaged to a certain percentage?
If it's damaged to 50% and it's in the floodway, you are not allowed to rebuild. And now those properties, automatically we have to go through the process of trying to buy them out. If they're in the floodplain and they were 50% or more damaged, they can have the option to be rebuilt, but on stilts to get that base elevation above the flood elevation. That's how I understood the rules.
And that was that was my understanding from talking to the FEMA representative this morning, right, as well. And of course, at this point, like you said, we've just really begun to make these assessments. What we've tried to start by doing is just going out to each individual home, shooting photos both internally and externally, trying to determine what level the water got up to and all of those type of things.
Well, I know that FEMA had redone some maps